waking up and saying what you only wish you could.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. One of the things we've been following so closely since Donald Trump took office is the economy, of course. Unemployment at 3.7%, a 50-year low. Unemployment in the African-American community, the Hispanic community at record lows. The gross domestic product now at 3.5%, far higher than it has been. And one of those other items we've been watching are jobs in the United States. U.S. steel workers, for example, 15,000 more jobs in steel. And joining me on the phone to talk this in more detail, Jessica Ditto, White House Deputy Director of Communications. Jessica, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on. Good morning.
Good morning. The reason we're having you on is because the United Steelworkers have ratified a new contract with U.S. Steel. And according to Wilbur Ross, the Secretary of Commerce, the new contract between the United States Steelworkers and U.S. Steel shows the wisdom of Donald Trump's trade policies. Now, of course, the president gets battered from all directions, it seems, and criticized, but it looks from the outside to me like things are working. What are your thoughts?
We would certainly agree, and we would say that there's only more good things to come. The president took on an economy that was in the decline, horrible trade deals, and the erosion of manufacturing jobs across the country. He campaigned on a promise to help our working families get better jobs to bring jobs back from overseas, back to the United States, and to level the playing field with regards to the horrible trade deals that we had across the board with countries that we trade regularly with that are getting that have been taking advantage of our products for so long. And we wanted to make sure that the effects have real life impact on workers. So it's not just the unemployment rate or the macro level economic impacts that you're seeing. You're seeing it on a very personal and real level, where families are experiencing $2,000 tax cuts from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, or in this most recent deal, a 14% wage increase for our steel workers. That is something that the White House today is celebrating.
Well, they should be, because one of the places the White House has taken a lot of criticism, the president has taken a lot of criticism from both Democrats and Republicans, has been the rollout of tariffs on steel, specifically with China, has gotten a lot of pushback. But it's hard to say from where we stand right now that it isn't working. I mean, you look at it, higher wages, more people working in steel, more construction jobs in general. Yes, the tariffs have a pinch on some places in the economy, but isn't this just part of a bigger strategy, a bigger plan to make America stronger?
Without question, the president's trade, economic, and national security agenda goes hand in hand. We need a strong economic metrics in order to have national security. That's why he imposed the tariffs and sought to fix the system that had been eroding all of our steel and aluminum jobs from the country and shipping them overseas. It is a problem that presents long-term negative effects for the country, and is something that we're finally seeing turn around. But the president laid out, while campaigning, as well as every day that we're here, his policies are aimed at helping all Americans and to grow the sectors that have been under so much attack over past administrations. We're seeing the manufacturing jobs in a resurgence, 32,000 new jobs in October alone.
Sure. With me is Jessica Ditto, the White House Deputy Director of Communications here on the Steve Gruber Program. The winners are not just corporations, but also the average worker, said Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in part of his statement. Now, my question, Jessica, is this. We all know that the House is going back to Democrat control come January the 3rd of 2019. A lot of the things that they have talked about would roll back the policies and the plans and the efforts by the Trump administration on trade, on the economy, on debt and deficits and all of these things. Is there a concern at the White House that the changing of the guard, if you will, in the House of Representatives could negatively impact the good things we've seen in the economy, including the growing steel industry?
Americans hold a very high view of the president's handling of the economy, and we would hope that the new Congress would work with him to continue the progress. It is just in 2 years an astounding level of record achievements for our economy. And as you said, it is having an immediate effect on our families across the country. So we would expect and hope that the new leaders elected to Congress would work with the president to continue this momentum. We do not want to see the country slide backwards in this regard. When wages are going up, unemployment is at record lows, and particularly for African Americans and women and Hispanics, these are things that we should be pushing in the same direction towards. And next year, the tax cuts go into effect for individuals, and you will see families seeing $2,000 on average tax cuts. That's real and tangible, and it has an effect on the economy. So it's something that we would encourage a bipartisan effort in 2019.
Speaking of bipartisan, you've indicated, or I should say the White House has indicated and given the indications and the signal, I guess, that bipartisanship could be on the way because of a split government in Washington. Nancy Pelosi seemed to give some hints at that as well, but now it's not for sure that Nancy Pelosi will be the Speaker of the House at all. What do you hope for? What does the White House hope for when it comes to working with Democrats in the new 106th Congress?
Well, just 2 days ago, the president unveiled a bipartisan agreement to address recidivism in the prison system and prison reform, an effort to help people who have served their time and are leaving the prison system get a job and find a way to be productive citizens in society rather than finding a hopeless environment in which they end up committing another crime and going back into the system. We see that as one of the major opportunities for bipartisanship across our country. We need to be lifting up our most vulnerable, but also focusing on policies that help transform communities. And this is just one of those examples. The president, immediately following the midterms, announced his desire to work on infrastructure and some of the other visions that he has for boosting our economy, strengthening our national security, and lifting up all Americans.
Well, I think that's one thing that Americans agree on, is working together for common goals. Jessica Ditto, White House Deputy Director of Communications, I so appreciate you taking the time to be here today, and I look forward to talking to you sometime in the near future.
Thank you for having me on.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids. Enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS, or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlasher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Be a part of an exciting, innovative way to help struggling families and children. A new-to-Michigan program, Treatment Foster Care Oregon, is partnering with Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties to bring this successful treatment to youth in our communities. Call today to become a therapeutic parent and help provide treatment to children ages 7 through 11 in your home for 6 to 9 months. Both families and individuals welcome. Call Aaliyah Irwin at 517-346-8059. That's 347-